Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. 10 years will be enough for Republican State Senator Rich Dreheim of Madison Lake. Dreheim announced today the next legislative session will be his last and he won't run for re-election. The three-term senator says he wants to give the next candidates plenty of time to make their plans.
One of my pet peeves is when politicians pick other politicians, and I wanted to give as much time as possible for the next state senator for this region, and I want to get out of the way.
Two DFL state lawmakers also announced today they won't seek re-election after the next session. They are Senator Steve Swozinski of Eden Prairie and Representative Sandra Feist of New Brighton. Congresswoman Angie Craig continues her fight to strengthen special education in the country. Nearly 2 months ago, she introduced the PARA Act, which is to prepare and retain all educators, including in special education. Craig says she knows firsthand how important this is to educating children.
Well, the administration's cuts to the Department of Education has not been helpful to our local communities. And I'm going to keep fighting. I'm the mother of a son who's now 22, but who is on the autism spectrum. He's neurodiverse, and we've got to make sure that we set up our students for success.
The PARA Act would help schools recruit, train, and keep paraeducators in their districts. The Minnesota State Fair is still more than 9 months away, but organizers have already announced the first concert. Weird Al Yankovic's Bigger and Weirder Tour will take over the grandstand stage Friday, August 28th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Senate Republicans say they added a ban on most hemp-based THC to the government spending bill because the intoxicating products pose dangers to kids. Pepin Young of Brent Paddle Brewing Company in Duluth says they're hoping to get Congress and the state attorneys general to support new legislation.
These rules and regulations, which really all they have to do is adopt Minnesota's and they would be good, because we're watching in this state, we're age gating it. We have very specific packaging that doesn't allow for the marketing to children.
All products must contain 0.4 milligrams or less of THC within 12 months under the new federal rule. In other headlines, the Department of Labor and Industry recovered over $163,000 for ag workers after violations by a Minnesota-based company. Officials say the settlement with R.D. Offutt Farms, which operates potato farms, includes over $82,000 for earned sick and safe time. All recovered funds will go to workers. Folks in the southern half of the state may need their snow shovels by tomorrow morning. Tyler Hazard's Stein of the National Weather Service says rains move into southwestern Minnesota later today before there's a dynamic cooling of the atmosphere.
Depending on where that band sets up, you're going to have quite a bit of snow within that band, but then outside of it, you could have a rain-snow mix and even some sort of kind of glazing of ice, kind of freezing drizzle.
He says it's not a strong system, but could drop 1 to 3 inches of snow in parts of southern Minnesota. And now that the government shutdown is over, lawmakers want to get back to work. Democratic Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to immediately take up bipartisan resolutions that passed the Senate last month to end President Trump's global tariffs. For more news headlines, visit MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. I'm Sean Maloney, MNN.